Barbara Seals Never Gold. She is the current Buffalo School Board president and co-founder of the Uncrowned Queens. And joining me is Buffalo News reporter Deidre Williams. Thank you, ladies, for being here today.
Thank you.
Barbara, you've been on the board, obviously some serious issues. What are the biggest challenges right now, and how will you continue to resolve them?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I certainly think one of the biggest challenges is the leadership of the school district going forward. And unfortunately, there are a number of people who believe that the leadership needs to change. I do not. I think that under the current leadership that we've made progress in the district, and that there's evidence of that, very concrete evidence. The district as a whole has had serious issues, you know, with the achievement rate of students, the graduation rate, absenteeism, suspension rates, and we've been tackling all of those things over the last 2 years. And so you know, I feel very confident that we have made some progress. We are moving progressively forward, and I'd like to continue that change. I think certainly we have some fiscal challenges as well, and you know, we need to address those, and we're working very steadfastly on doing that.
It appears as though you can't get past, though, this divided board.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, it does, and that's a that is a real unfortunate situation, and certainly for the district, because I think with a board that was more collaborative, that a board that worked on problem solving instead of blaming and instead of casting aspersions on each other, that we could accomplish so much more.
On the board, you have been one of Superintendent Pamela Brown's biggest supporters. Yet, the superintendent has been under fire for hiring uncertified administrators, among other things. How has that affected your opinion of her?
Well, you know, no one is perfect. And I think Dr. Brown would even agree with that. And I know that there have been some issues and some problems that haven't been addressed as well as I would like to have them addressed. At the same time, I believe that Dr. Brown has worked very hard. I believe that she has been transparent about the problems that she's faced, some of which, you know, have been as a result of her way and the way in which she has addressed them. And so, again, you know, I believe that if we work together, you know, if we direct our attention to problem solving, that we can get past some of these hurdles. Certainly, we all are accountable for our actions, and that includes the superintendent, and that includes every member of the board.
Some of the fact, though, on the leadership side for yourself, you've been criticized. Do you struggle at all with your leadership role on the board?
I certainly do. I mean, I would like to develop a situation where there was consensus. You know, I see myself as a consensus builder, but obviously there are certain individuals who have a different opinion of my leadership and my leadership style. And so I have been one to reach out to those board members. I've tried to find some common ground because, again, I don't think that their opposition is totally based on their lack of concern about what's happening in the district. And so I think that there's common ground, and I wish that the board members would be responsive so that we could identify that and again move forward on addressing the issues that impact the children in the district.
You mentioned a little earlier about transparency. When you were elected board president, you stated transparency was going to be a mm-hmm. key priority for you.
Right.
But the hiring of consultant Mary Gwynn as interim deputy superintendent mm-hmm. has been highlighted as a complete lack of transparency. How do you explain that?
Well, I don't think that that was a lack of transparency. When Dr. Gwynn was hired as a consultant, and there was the issue with the consultant organization that she worked for, the board agreed at that point that we would bring her back for a 90-day period of time to help with the transition. And so when that did not happen because of issues with the consulting firm, we found an alternate way to bring her back. And that was, again, not based upon any secrecy there was always a belief that Dr. Gwynn has certain abilities and skills and information and knowledge based upon the time she spent here in the district that would help us to move the district forward at a critical juncture. And so we brought her back with the intent and fully with the information shared with other board members that we were looking to utilize her skills and talents to move the district forward, and that it would be for a 90-day period and no longer.
But yet the board members felt they were blindsided by the way the vote came down that evening. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit of how that came down to the public?
Well, I think that people certainly felt, and I can't explain why they felt blindsided, why they felt that there was a need to wait longer, another 2 weeks. I think there was a question to wait another 2 weeks. We had already waited several months to bring Dr. Gwynn back. And so there was a time, a time factor involved in terms of being able to move forward on a number of major issues that the district needed to address with the state ed department.
What do you think is your biggest accomplishment on the board so far?
Well, I think that we have been, moving forward on a number of fronts, particularly as it impacts student achievement. And I think that I've had a hand certainly in developing the policy and supporting the actions of the superintendent and making that happen. And that's our reason for being, essentially, is to make sure that our children get the best education possible. And I think that there are a lot of good things happening in the Buffalo School District that unfortunately get eclipsed and overlooked because of many of the other issues that adults are dealing with, rather than focusing in on some of the accomplishments that the children are making.
Barbara, we have just less than a minute left. If you could quickly answer parent involvement and the need for parent involvement in the city school districts.
Yeah. Well, somewhere about 20 years ago, I co-founded with my colleague Peggy Brooks Bertram an organization called Concerned Parents and Citizens for Quality Education, focused upon the role that parents needed to play and the knowledge that parents needed to have in order to be advocates for their children. I strongly support parental engagement and parental advocacy.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate having you here today and telling us your position on the Buffalo School Board.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.